In this bulletin, calls for restraint after Iran's shooting down of a United States drone. An asylum seeker sets himself on fire on Manus Island as the government tries to repeal Medivac legislation. And David Warner powers Australia to a 48-run win over Bangladesh at the Cricket World Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. President Donald Trump reportedly approved military strikes against Iran in retaliation for the downing of an unmanned surveillance drone, but then pulled back from launching the attacks. The New York Times says Mr. Trump approved strikes on a handful of targets, including radar and missile batteries. The strikes were set to take place just before dawn, it says, to minimize risk to the Iranian military or to civilians. Planes were reportedly in the air and ships were in position, but no missiles were fired when the order to stand down came. The New York Times reports senior administration officials involved in or briefed on the deliberations as its source. An asylum seeker has reportedly set fire to himself and his room at a compound on Manus Island. A spokesman for the Refugee Action Coalition says a 31-year-old Indian asylum seeker has suffered burns to his face and hands and is receiving medical attention. The coalition says the incident is the latest in a growing number of self-harm and suicide attempts on Manus Island. It comes as Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton attempts to drum up support to repeal the so-called Medivac legislation, enacted in March, which allows refugees or asylum seekers in offshore detention to come to Australia to receive medical treatment if a panel of doctors deems it necessary. Popular Australian film critic and television presenter Bill Collins has died in his sleep. He was 84 years old. Over his 55-year-long career, the entertainer, nicknamed Mr. Movies, received numerous awards and accolades, including an Order of Australia Medal and a Hall of Fame Logies Award. Here, he's enthusiastically reviewing some movies.
Good evening, everyone. Clint in the Saddle is terrific.
It's a rare and wondrous treat. You'll love every minute. It's an experience you won't forget in a hurry. I'm dying for you to see it. And it's going to get you there too, in a very special way.
A baby girl who suffered serious facial injuries after being bitten by a dog on the Gold Coast remains in hospital. The girl was attacked by a Neapolitan Mastiff last night, and her family has asked that details of her condition remain confidential. The dog has been surrendered to council officers to be destroyed. Clinical director at the Queensland Ambulance Service, Tony Hucker, says there were 6 dog attacks reported in the state yesterday.
It's a timely reminder that we need to think about safety around the home with our pets. We all love our dogs, but the data is pretty clear. Most dog bites are from dogs that the person who's been bitten knows, and the most common age group, particularly in kids, and the kids we see as the most vulnerable, that 3 to 5 year age group is really quite a risky group.
To the Cricket World Cup, and a determined David Warner wants to continue making up for lost time after powering Australia to a 48-run win over Bangladesh. Warner hit his second century of the tournament at Trent Bridge with a blazing 166. Australia was 3 for 381 before Bangladesh responded with 8 for 333 in the highest scoring World Cup match of all time. Speaking afterwards, Warner said he was feeling fresh after his return from a 12-month international ban.
I've worked hard on my own fitness. Take your mind away from the game. Just the little things of, being on time for buses, for airplanes, packing your bags, travelling a lot. You guys know as well, like with the World Cup, you're in and out of hotels. Just that little, those basic things there. You just let your mind just be at ease. And to have time at home as well with my family was awesome.
And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, rain and a possible storm, 22 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny and 14. Melbourne, a shower or two, 13. Hobart, partly cloudy, 12. Canberra, morning frost and sunny, 12. Wollongong, a shower or two, 15. Sydney, much the same, 16. Newcastle, showers, 17. Brisbane, sunny and 21. Cairns, mostly sunny, 25. And Darwin, sunny and a top of 30 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.